This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We've got the latest now on that new indictment naming President Biden's son, Hunter. The AP's Jennifer King is in Washington.
Hunter Biden already faces firearms charges in Delaware. Documents filed in California Thursday show the president's son has now been charged with 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors for filing a false return and tax evasion, centered on at least $1.4 million he owed between 2016 and 2019. Special Counsel David Weiss says Hunter Biden spent millions of dollars on an extravagant lifestyle rather than paying his tax bills. The charging documents detail spending on drugs, strippers, luxury hotels, and exotic cars. The charges come after the implosion of a plea deal. Biden's defense attorney Abby Lowell argues prosecutors bowed to political pressure. Biden's back taxes have since been paid, but he could face up to 17 years in prison if convicted. I'm Jennifer King.
A rocket attack on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq this morning. Nobody hurt, but there was some minor damage, say U.S. officials.
An Iraqi security official says 14 Katyusha rockets were fired on Friday, of which some struck near one of the embassy's gates, while others fell in the river. A U.S. military official says rockets hit the vicinity of Union 3 that houses offices of the U.S.-led coalition. Iran-backed militias in Iraq have claimed responsibility for dozens of attacks that have targeted bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria since the Israel-Hamas war began. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
We're learning the U.S. is again telling Israel that civilian casualties are still too high as it battles Hamas. The U.S. is also telling Israel it has to do more to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. He's running for president again in the 2024 election. Vladimir Putin. Running again for president of Russia, says state media. He's been in power for almost a quarter century and still commands wide support. This is AP News. Now to Oppenheimer, the movie, and the controversy in Japan. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
The movie Oppenheimer will be released to theaters in Japan next year. Oppenheimer has made more than $950 million worldwide since its release in July, but it has never played in Japan. A story about the man credited with inventing the atomic bomb is a sensitive topic in Japan. Thousands were killed when the U.S. dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. Japanese film distributor Bitter's End says after months of thoughtful dialogue about the subject matter, the movie will have a theatrical release in Japan. Bitter's End says Oppenheimer is a singular cinematic experience that transcends traditional storytelling. I'm Margie Zarletta.
LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels is the AP College Football Player of the Year, the school's second winner in the past 5 seasons. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in 3 delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals, and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.